This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so get a load of this out of Facebook today. The company says it's made its first flight ever of an autonomous solar-powered plane that it hopes will eventually beam internet signals down to places in developing countries that can't get online any other way. It's a story tailor-made for our senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
Talk to me about this plane thing, would you? Because, I mean, right?
Yeah, it is more than a little bit sci-fi. They built this thing. So they built the thing out of this cured carbon fiber. They say it's stronger than steel. That the wingspan is as wide as a 747. Wow. It weighs like as much as a car.
Wow.
It's shaped like this really big boomerang, and it flies in the stratosphere. It's 60,000 to 90,000 feet.
Huh.
And it just keeps getting better and better. They plan to kind of daisy chain these things together so that one plane is talking to a hub on the ground in a city, and then several other planes fan out behind it, and they're all connected. And I really want you to hear from the source how they're going to connect these things. This is Mike Schrepfer. He's Facebook's chief technology officer. He's describing how this is all going to work.
Okay.
One of the ways we're going to be doing that is via, it's called free space optics. So we're actually using a fiber connection, but instead of, you know, in a cable, this is just shooting lasers plane to plane across the sky. So we can kind of connect these up in a backbone.
Lasers, Kai.
What
lasers.
What could possibly go wrong?
The idea is that, if they're connected with these lasers, they can cover more ground. And because each plane can cover 60 square miles down on the ground, a whole network of planes could really potentially beam internet to a lot of different areas. Now, let's get back to reality. They haven't even started testing the laser stuff or even the communication stuff. They've only flown the plane so far for about 96 minutes.
How serious, then, do we suppose Facebook is about this?
Pretty serious. You know, Schrepfer wouldn't give me any specifics on cost, but Facebook is pouring money into R&D, research and development. That amount has increased steadily for the last 3 years. It's now about 13.5% of its overall budget. And that was, in one quarter alone in 2015, $1 billion. And Facebook really sees this kind of thing as a very clear extension of its mission. Here's Schrepfer again explaining that.
We think of ourselves as a technology company that's building technology that helps people stay in touch. And that may be newsfeed on your mobile phone, and you know, it may be providing basic internet access or the technology to allow people to have internet access.
Yeah, but wait, can we talk core competencies here for a minute, right? Because giant flying carbon fiber airplanes is one are one thing, I suppose. Doing the algorithm on my newsfeed is entirely another, right? Let alone the kitty cat pictures and my buddies from high school.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it is reminiscent a little bit of Google's sort of moonshot Project X stuff. Absolutely. But in Facebook's case, it's really focused on internet access. The assumption for them is that the more people they can connect, get online, the more people that can potentially become Facebook users. It's actually a slightly easier one-to-one mathematical calculation than some of the stuff that Google does.
All right. Well, granting all of that, when is this going to be real? Any clue?
It could be a while. Like I said, they're still they still have the communications array stuff to test. They say, though, that short term, maybe 3 to 5 years, they'll start partnering with operators in the developing world who might want to tap into this network. The real question, I think, is whether this all ends up to the good of the people on the ground or whether this is ultimately private infrastructure.
Molly Wood on Facebook and giant flying airplanes. Believe it or not. Thanks, Molly.
My pleasure.